The Buckeye Show presents Buckeye Superlatives.
All right, 3-3. Three for me, three for you.
Yep.
I'll start this off. You said it. I'm excited. I'm obsessed. I am absolutely obsessed. I think I'm more obsessed with Buckeye hoops right now than I've ever been since I've lived here.
And that makes sense when you say that, because you're a huge college basketball guy, and now the fact that the number three team in the country is right in your backyard, and it looks like this is a real thing, talking about this year's team and the ability for Holtman to sustain recruiting in a high level of play. Like, yeah, you should be fired up right now. Like, this is what it's about for you, Timmy.
The only thing that I will say for people that are maybe arguing against Buckeye basketball, or saying, not arguing against, I don't think those people exist, because you look at what this team's done and it's been great, but maybe they're saying, hold the phone.
Yeah.
We don't know if they're championship contender just yet. The only thing that I would give you for that argument is that Villanova and North Carolina might not be historically as good as they've been.
Yeah.
But hey, man, like, am I going to apologize? It's not like they walked away with 1-2-3 point victories, grinding those games out at the end. They handed both of them storied programs.
Oh, yeah.
You could argue those are the two biggest programs in recent college basketball history. They're the ones that have been winning the most titles, two for Villanova, couple for North Carolina here in recent years as well. 25-point wins over
crazy
them.
Crazy town, right? And you talk about an OHIO chant in the Dean Dome, in a historically rich arena.
Boy.
Crazy, right? Absolutely
disrespectful.
Nuts. So, yeah, well, in a good way.
Yeah.
That's good disrespect. That's
great
fun
disrespect
right there. My first superlative for today, Timmy, I had a realization, and it happened this weekend, that Chase Young has been my favorite college football player to watch since Reggie Bush. This guy's ability to just wreck the game.
All right.
On the defensive side of the ball. Like, I remember, you remember watching Reggie Bush, and we all can close our eyes and picture that Fresno State run where he's making the spin move and all that crazy stuff, right? But Chase Young this year, 16 and a half sacks, and he missed two games. He's leading the country in sacks, and he missed 8 quarters of football, and he's probably sat out a couple quarters of the fourth quarters this year. Like, he, to me, just watching a guy completely just wreck games week after week, week after week, it's something for me where I just sat back and we watched all these college football years go by and by. I haven't enjoyed watching a college football player play more since Reggie Bush than Chase Young.
That's such a good one out of you. And that's you are opening that up to so much more than just Ohio State Buckeyes. And you're talking about really paying attention to college football. The name just popped up because I was looking at NFL box scores. Kyler Murray's name is right there. You talk about someone who was fun to watch last year at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I'll even say that about the dude right before him, Baker Mayfield, who was just really fun to watch as a college football player. You usually don't say that about defensive linemen, you know?
Yeah.
But what Chase Young brings to the game, he makes rushing the passer fun. I bet guys like him, he's not the only one, but, you know, I think his attitude, the look that he has out there, he's got the hair, he's got flow, man. He's got the armbands, he's got hair, he's just
got the tats,
he's a cool dude.
He's got the drip, man.
He's got the drip. He's ripped to shreds.
He's the predator.
I saw the guy, like, I only went over there a couple times this year because I'm usually not covering Buckeye football, like press conferences and stuff.
Yeah.
I saw him on the side, like, shirtless. I like had to get out of there.
You want
was,
no problems.
I was like, this.
I want no problems with
this,
that.
This is intimidating.
That's
I can't
6'5".
Even be in the. I can't even be 100 yards away from that. This is intimidating. I got to go sit down.
That's
I got to leave.
6'5", 260. I mean, look, when we remember, Timmy, when we saw him as a freshman when he got here, he was one of those dudes that first off the bus type of dudes. And now the Mickey Mirotti program got the body right. Dude's going to make a lot of cash here in a couple months, and he's going to be a monster in the league.
I had a football one, but another basketball one. I'll just do the basketball one here because I went first with that. The identity that the Buckeyes have established as a defensive basketball team right now, the biggest reason why they are where they are. You got to have something specific like that to hang your hat on if you are going to contend for a championship, which I'm all in on.
Right.
I'm all in on they're a contender.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot. I'm going to kind of fast forward this thing a little bit, Timmy, to next year. I don't know if that's allowed, but I got something bold. I don't even know if it's that bold.
You do what you want. It's your superlative.
I'm going to roll with this. Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson next year will be the best wide receiver duo in college football.
Oh, that's...
I don't even think that's far-fetched.
Good chance.
That's a very lukewarm take.
What are the LSU dudes doing?
Chase and Jefferson.
Are they both gone?
I don't know if they're draft eligible right now, guys. I would have to look into that.
What is it, like 1,400 for one and 1,200 for the other?
I think that's
a great comparison
right there, Timmy, and I think that's what we could be looking at next year with these two guys. And the reason I feel really confident in saying that is because they get their quarterback back next year. Justin Fields, he'll run it back a year from now. And the chemistry that these guys have already, for both these guys a year ago, Chris Olave comes in, makes an impact late in the year. This year, Garrett Wilson, he's been sprinkled in all year long, and they all been making plays. Now you get that chemistry with Justin Fields, a year of offseason work. Like, these two dudes a year from now, it's going to be scary, the potential they have at the wide receiver position.
Ja'Marr Chase, 6'1", 200-pounder. He's listed as a sophomore. I can't tell. Like, I don't know if this particular site has a redshirt.
He's a 2018 kid. He's a sophomore, sophomore.
He's a true sophomore.
Yeah, so there you go.
1498 and 18 touchdowns. They're also getting some benefit. And look, Joe Burrow is getting – I want to make that very clear. Joe Burrow is getting some benefit of Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson.
Yes, sir.
You know, kind of like the Ohio State weapons last year and Dwayne Haskins.
It all works together.
You all work together. Yep. Clearly, there's a little bit more with the gunslinger like there was with Dwayne. I mean, there's a couple thousand less passing yards here at Ohio State this year to go around with the wide receivers. But, yeah, Jefferson just with a minuscule 1,207 yards with 14 touchdown catches. Just a little baby version of what Ja'Marr Chase is doing. Jefferson, by the way, he's a junior. So
yeah, but
he's going to be gone.
These 6'3". Two guys next year with Justin Fields under Ryan Day, that whole coaching staff, it's going to be fun.
Final one for me. Josh Myers, Wyatt Davis, and Jonah Jackson, the most unsung big-time players in this whole dang Ohio State football team.
I like that. No, I do like that a lot. Last one for me, Timmy. Thanks for pointing those dudes out, because JK's got a ton of love this year, and rightfully so, but those dudes throwing dudes out of the club.
I'll kid you not. I did one radio hit with some dudes in Atlanta.
ATL shouting?
Yeah, in Atlanta. And the host down there, like, knew everything about Josh Myers. Like, he's like that into, he's like evil Bald Collins dad. Like, he would have no reason to know that much about Josh Myers, right? We hosting the Buckeyes show would. I would get that. I would get, you would know everything about Georgia or Georgia Tech, whatever your teams are, but the whole SEC.
He just knows
everything. He's like a Phil Steele down there.
That's nuts. That absolutely is nuts. My last one. By the end of the college basketball season, Ohio State will be viewed as having the best duo of coaches, college football and college basketball, and Ryan Day.
Oh, I'm on board with that, baby.
I think when you look
I'm
around,
on board with that.
There's going to be a lot of schools that could say we have the best or one of the best college football coaches or the best college basketball coaches, but there's not going to be a lot of schools that are going to be able to compete with the duo that Ohio State has.
We actually explored that maybe a month ago.
Yeah, okay.
And the list was not, like, that's a tough list. It's a tough list.
Yeah. I mean, look, you're talking about potentially maybe a national championship for the football coach in his second year, 16-0 up to this point, with him leading the charge. And then right now you've got the Buckeye basketball team ranked third, and Chris Holtmann, he's already shown he won two games in the tournament already with not this a squad like this.
He's like this close from being just absolutely the best guy without a national championship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I always go back to last year. That was the Syracuse game last year. They came in here, and I think you were – were you there?
We watched this together. Room. You, me, and Beamer. We just kind of took in the game, took our press credentials, watched the great Jimmy B.
Yeah, Hall of Fame, one of the great college basketball coaches the game's ever seen. And he was sitting up there glowing.
Yeah,
about Chris Holtmann.
He was.
And he sees –
we have to get that audio. That was some good sound.
I don't know if that got enough run. Like – the way that he was just completely loving
on
Chris
Holtmann, too.
Laid back, talking about the potential of what he is, what he did at Butler. Like, it was a moment that I was sitting in that room going,
he was like me. He was like me sitting up there glowing about Chris Holtmann.
That's complete respect right there. And that's completely seeing what this guy can be from the eyes of a coach that's seen it all.
Yeah. Usually guys aren't like that ready to just totally praise another guy.
Yeah, because
clearly he didn't sound like he knew him that well either.
It's not like Holtmann's coming off of playing in the Final Four, playing a national championship.
It's like he went overboard that night.
So
he might have talked for like a minute. Like usually you might get like 10, 12 seconds, a little clip for your soundbite the next morning.
Right.
He just went on and on and on.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah,
never forget
that's good. That's a good pull out of you.